Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday evening, everyone. It's Tom O'Neill with another edition of Tom on the Radio. And I'd like to start this edition off with a tribute to Comcast's founder and the owner of the Philadelphia Flyers, Ed Snyder, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 83. He brought us the Broad Street Bullies. He brought Philadelphia 2 Stanley Cups. And his current team won their way into the Stanley Cup playoffs. So before I get to Steve and he'll tribute Mr. Snyder in his own mimical way, I would like to play and tribute to Mr. Snyder something he brought to Philadelphia in the early 70s, and it was ramped up in the mid 70s. And once in a blue moon, especially for big games at home, you would hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please welcome the number ranked anthem in the NHL, our very own Lauren Hart, as she sings God Bless America.
I will tell you, Steve Baxley, that team I would not want to play right now. I think they're going to do a little Broad Street Bully old school for this playoff in honor of Mr. Snyder.
I got to agree with you. He is truly one of the best. Excuse me for a moment.
You had the original six. Mr. Snyder was a part of the expansion six in the mid-60s that brought in six new teams to the NHL. And aside from the California Golden Seals, who are no longer with us, for the most part, these teams were successful.
This is true. He is. I always say the words when there is a great owner. I always call him aces. This man, beyond aces, he deserves a special place in the Owner's Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. As I said, the Flyers have won two Stanley Cups under his reign. He was a part owner at one time of the 76ers. He also owned a piece of the Eagles. And
he was just
a visionary.
He certainly was. If I'm not mistaken, he also owned a controlling interest in the radio station in Philadelphia, WIP, the sports radio.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. And it's hard to think that this man started Comcast in the early and mid-60s. And look where Comcast is right now. Not just does he own the Flyers, but he also owns an arena management corporation. He was just a visionary. And as the only way you can do it, Steve, I would like to ask you to give Mr. Snyder a 10 count.
It shall be my pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. Rest in peace, Ed Snyder. Let's go, Flyers. And now on with the show.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Spring is a rumor in some parts of the country. We had a little taste of it down here, but nothing like what you're going through with in Michigan, Steve. Somebody played an April Fool's joke on the groundhog. I mean, we're supposed to get an early spring here. What's going on?
Right now, I think that groundhog has joined the FBI's witness protection program. We got some hunters working for Denny's looking for some groundhog for a Grand Slam breakfast special.
Wow.
We had all three. I'm going to say we had all four seasons in one day. Little spring, little summer, little fall, and then we got, and forgive the expression, we got bitch slapped by winter.
Yes, you did. Matter of fact, you did your show on the road literally Friday night. I was worried about you there for a second.
You were worried about me. I was worried about the driver. Without her, my show don't go on the air. But we made it back to the casa. We made it back to the homestead, safe and somewhat insanely sound. But, man, oh, man, when they tell you to, A, drive carefully, B, drive with caution, they mean it. I mean, like I said, we were almost a pinata meal because, I mean, the weather brings out, the winter weather on the road brings out the morons.
And bad drivers.
Yes, I mean, bad drivers, moronic drivers, I mean, people that just
say,
look, everyone's going slow. I think I'll go 70 miles per hour on an icy road.
I just bought these Goodyears.
I was about to say, if you remember that last part of Dr. Strangelove, or how I fell in love with, you know, whatever the whole title was, oh boy, this is going to take me back, and I forget. Slim Pickens, I think the gentleman's name was.
Yeah, it was Slim Pickens.
Played a pilot. He was sitting on a warhead. Warhead launched, and the last scene had Slim Pickens going, yeah, as that warhead he was on slowly goes back down to Earth. That's how I think most of the idiotic drivers were treating this winter, this little slappage of winter on the roads. They were like, yeah, I got me some trigger. Yeah, chuck them chickens, baby. Wow.
A lot of us know Slim Pickens as the bigoted assistant to Hedley Lamarr.
Oh, yeah.
From the movie Blazing Saddles. His most famous line was, what in the wide world of sports is going on here?
Hey, beautiful. Oh, man. But I tell you, I'm glad if we made it home in time. But I am also glad to say winter is gone. We can now breathe easy as spring has finally decided.
Well, not so fast, my friend. Winter had one last bit of there in Detroit last night. It postponed the Sunday night baseball game with the Tigers and the Yankees.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, hey, but like you said, I think after last night, I think winter is gone for a little while. Same here in Virginia. So, speaking of the Tigers, something happened today that I'm not going to say it never happened because there's not a record of it, but I just find it kind of on the weird side. There was a gentleman by the name of Bill Dugan, who proclaims himself as a super fan of the Detroit Tigers. He actually caught today's game with the Pirates 5 foul balls in the stands.
Wow.
He didn't keep any of them. He caught the ball. He's like a fisherman. He caught the ball and threw it to kids, and the kids appreciated it. But I just find it in about the same area of the park.
Ooh, a true gentleman.
He made it to sports on SportsCenter this afternoon, and it's as humble as he gets. He had Tim Kirchin on with Bill. Bill's an actor, by the way, but he was a very humble actor. He can't remember somebody.
I was about to say, by the way, whenever you want somebody to interview someone humble, always ask for Tim Kirchin.
Yes. And Tim Kirchin is one of the best. So he was on SportsCenter this afternoon with Lindsay Zarniak. I love watching Lindsay Zarniak on SportsCenter. He makes the show stand out. It gives the show a humanness that is rare on sports programs. Anyway, that's just my opinion. But Bill goes to like 60 games a year, and I just can't believe that you know, in the same general area he caught. I mean, these were not, you know, bouncing in the stands and, you know, bouncing to him. He actually caught these foul balls. And the first kid he saw, he gave the foul balls to them. So that was real nice. So I salute Bill, and, you know, you never know. Might have six one day. Simply speaking of long, you know, historical things, it's going to be hard to believe that Wednesday is the last regular season day of the NBA. You've got three things that will happen on Wednesday night. The last Western Conference playoff spot will be decided between Houston, Dallas, and Utah. The Golden State Warriors goes for number 73 Saturday against the Memphis Grizzlies. And at the same time, Kobe Bryant plays his last game for the Los Angeles Lakers. And judging from what the score last tonight against OKC, I know Kobe will be, like, so thankful when this season's over with.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Kobe had a better farewell tour, but he's enjoying his last road trip. And after tomorrow, he will enjoy his last home game.
That's right. And then he's going to think he's going to be happy that it's over, but in the back of his mind, he's going to say, I still got some guts in me. Why am I stopping?
I don't think we will hear that from Kobe. I think it's like he's more resigned. His mind is saying, why am I stopping? But his body is saying, you need a rest. It's hard to believe Kobe's been in the NBA playing at a high level for the most part for 20 years.
And I gotta give it to him. He is a class act.
Yes, he is. I mean, he is so – I would not be surprised if the Lakers immediately retired number 24 Wednesday night sometime during the game. Either halftime or after the game. But I will tell you this, Steve, the Los Angeles Lakers will not have to worry about this word in a couple of days.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Love it. The last part is true for the Lakers. They just want to win a game. But the thing is, that game is now a playoff game, believe it or not. The way it's set up right now, Dallas and Utah hold the 7 and 8 spots. Neither one has clinched a playoff spot. They will have to do it Wednesday night. Houston is the number 9 seed. So Houston's going to have to win their game and hope either Dallas or Utah loses for them to get in the playoffs. So it's a historic night Wednesday night, but it's also an important night Wednesday night, and I kind of can't wait. I mean, you're going to be able to switch between ESPN and ESPN2 for the Lakers-Jazz game and the Warriors-Grizzlies game. I personally think a big weight has been taken of not only off of Kobe, but I think it's been taken off the Golden State Warriors. So now they can go all out and get number 73, which I think they're going to do.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I will make one prediction. I will make one prediction. I predict Kobe Bryant after
just
his
one.
Yeah,
just one.
There it is. Look for him to be on. Look for him to get signed by ESPN.
You mean immediately? He'll be a special playoff correspondent.
And
because as we know, the West Coast studios of ESPN is right across the street from the Staples Center. And I wouldn't be surprised. That would be a way for him to keep his hand in the NBA, at least for the rest of this year. Who knows what he'll come up with, but the thing is, he can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
That's right.
So, that's the name of that tune for the NBA. I realize the schedule makers can only do but so much, but whoever came up with this schedule at this time of the year should get some kind of pay raise. NHL, it was dicey for a while, Steve. My goodness, it was dicey. But the Red Wings got in. Well, at the time, the Red Wings backed their way into the playoffs. But I would rather back in like the Red Wings did than choke away a playoff spot like the Boston Bruins did. I'm surprised Claude Julien is still the head coach of that team. But you know there are going to be some major changes on that team in the offseason. But for the 25th straight year, the Detroit Red Wings are in the playoffs. But they have a tough team. They have a tough team in the Tampa Bay Lightning. But I'd like the Ning's chances better if they had Steven Stamkos playing. The Red Wings have a legitimate chance to advance.
I'm going to say it. Five games they advance to the next round because, as you said, Tampa Bay is hurting.
Yes, they are. And I like John Cooper, the head coach, because, as you well know, he led the Norfolk Admirals 4 years ago to the Calder Cup in the AHL. He's a nice guy. Nice guy. And I had the pleasure to meet him. And then after that season, he got called up to... Actually, no, he didn't get called up. The team moved to Syracuse, and he coached that team for a year before he got called up to head coach the Ning. I would like their chances better if Steven Stamkos was playing. As with the basketball season, I think hockey is going to be just off the chain. It's going to be must-see watching. And thankful to NBC that they're going to use four networks to carry as much of the Stanley Cup playoffs as they can.
Yep. Let's see, NBCSN, CNBC, USA, and that other little network.
NHL Network.
Yeah. Plus, of course, NBC, naturally.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about the hockey playoffs. I can't tell you who's going to win because, you know, there's so many variables, and then there's the fear of the known versus the fear of the unknown that any hockey team has to deal with.
That's right, and for the first time since 1970, there will not be a Canadian team in the entire Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah. Somebody's turning somebody's turning over in the grave north of the border.
Yeah, in fact, I'll even go one further and say the folks at Rogers, which is in year number two of a 12-year NHL deal. Ooh, boy. Sorry, guys. You have my condolences. Big time.
Yeah, speaking of Rogers Communications, they bought the naming rights to the Edmonton Oilers' new arena.
Oh.
That'll open up later this year.
I hate to know what they're going to call it.
The Rogers Place.
Yeah, it's the only place you get Rogered every time.
Hey! Oh, yeah, self-belling.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way. Yes.
What?
I was going to do a little birthday salute to a very good friend, my Twitter friend. Of course, she used to work over at Fox 2 in Detroit, Lucy Nolan, who anchors newscast out of Fox 29 in Philadelphia. It is her birthday.
And as fine as they come.
Oh, yes. Yes, she turns 23 beautiful years old.
And if you believe that, I got some land to sell you across the Schuylkill River in New Jersey.
So, yes. 23 years old, she can now drink legally. Anyway. So,
thank you for telling me that. Thank you, and happy birthday, Lucy Nolan.
That's right. She is still as beautiful as the morning sunrise off of the Renaissance.
Yeah. Yeah, people in Detroit still miss her.
That's right. Hey, you can always watch her on Fox 29's website, 6 and 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a good idea to watch Lucy. I mean, a lot of these TV stations stream their newscasts online, so it's like, sometimes what I do in the mornings if I wake up early, as well as having my two TVs on a couple of local morning news, I play remote control. Actually, not remote control. I play click control online, going to different websites to watch the morning news.
And now you got a good reason to watch the news at 10. Anyway, to Lucy Nolan, since
happy birthday.
That's right, and since it is now public domain, I don't have to do it as Elvis. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucy Nolan. Happy birthday. There you go.
And one thing I have to say to you, Lucy, let's go Flyers.
Hey.
Yeah. Right quick, getting back to the Stanley Cup playoffs, I said this earlier in the show, I wouldn't want to play the Flyers right now because they're going to come out literally flying in Washington, I think it's Thursday.
Oh, the Flyers are going to be playing with heart, with soul.
Yes, they are, just like they did in the 70s. And Ed Snyder had almost everything to do with creating the Broad Street Bullies. When the Flyers saw that the skill that the Boston Bruins played with in the late 60s and the early 70s to win their Stanley Cups, Ed Snyder figures the quickest way to build his Flyers into contenders was to get real tough. And
that's how he brought in people like Dave the Hammer Schultz. Ed Van Imp. Tough guys. But the Flyers had enough skill in the form of Bobby Clark and Bill Barber to equalize the toughness. Now, that hockey that they played back in the 70s would not work as well today as it did back then. They got away with so much.
I mean, the way Philadelphia played in the olden days of the NHL.
Woo! And we're talking an original expansion team. Oh, man.
They took Goonery
to another level.
Yeah, and let's put it this way, they did more injuries to more of their opponents than the WWE.
And remember, all this is before mandatory helmets and face shields and
I bet you in Philadelphia, in that era of goon hockey, aggressive hockey, massacre hockey, you had some rich dentist going, good, let's keep them coming, guys.
Yes. And on the former, talking about today's Flyers team, a former goon when he first started in the NHL, Wayne Simmonds, this year has scored 31 goals. Which shows you that today's hockey does not okay goonery because the rules have changed. The skill level is so high, it doesn't work. But you might see a little bit of, shall we say, a little board rubbing. Especially that they're playing the Capitals. Oh, my goodness. They don't like each other from Jump Street. That's going to be – I think that series is going to go 7. That's going to be must-see viewing for me, as well as the Red Wings and the Ning. And the Red Wings might be playing for something also because Pavel Datsyuk announced that he will be leaving Detroit at the end of the playoffs to go back to Russia. So you know he's a beloved player on that team, and they're going to go all out to send him home, possibly with a Stanley Cup.
This is true, and I hope they do.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So, I will say the Wings, they will win this series. I will say the Flyers in an upset over the Caps. Mm. Now, The President's Trophies winner. But as we have seen over the last years, having the President's Trophy doesn't mean too much.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you may not have any of the 7 Canadian teams in the playoffs this year, but you got 3 California teams. Two New York teams, and 2 Florida teams in the playoffs. Oh, by the way, our former Red Wings head coach and GM, Ryan Murray, resigned yesterday as general manager of the Ottawa Senators.
Ouch.
And I'm sure that's not going to be the only personnel moves disappointing NHL teams will be making before they drop the puck next season.
Me too. I have a feeling that hockey unemployment line is going to get bigger and longer before the next month.
I think it's going to start in Boston. As I said, I think this is the second straight year the Bruins missed the playoffs. And that is kind of on the unacceptable side in that part of town. So, I'm very excited. Red Sox finally had their home opener, and it was so nice. They gave the Big Poppy the red carpet treatment. They surprised Big Poppy by having one of his daughters sing the national anthem. So he, like Kobe, is going to go out in style, and he'll be the next Red Sox player to have his jersey retired.
Oh, yeah. Big Poppy, big part of that team.
Yeah. Yes. And I think the Red Sox are going to be playing inspired. One on the baseball note, the oldest baseball team that plays in the same city using the same name, the Philadelphia Phillies, lost their home opener today. And they've lost five straight home openers for the first time in 81 years.
Ouch.
So, if you think you have it bad, just, empathize a little with the Philadelphia fans. But one good thing that came out of the Phillies home opener, the national champion basketball team in Villanova came to the game, and they threw out the first pitch. So,
awesome.
So with that, we have reached another end to Tom on the Radio. At least for your show Friday on the Last Call Cafe with Luck Nut 6, you won't have to be worrying about fighting a snowstorm.
No. And by the way, a little soup song of what we're going to be talking about on Last Call Cafe. We will be playing for you the final moments of Al Jazeera America. It'll take about 30 seconds, but I think the tribute will be, well, it'll be.
Short and sweet, just like Al Jazeera was.
That's right.
Yeah, that was an experiment that didn't have a chance with Jump Street.
That's right, and by the way, just a little bit more, to help us out on the tribute, we will have the supposed Al Gore. You know what that means, that's right, I go funny again.
I got one word for Al Gore. Boring. According to TMZ, the only piece of news I could dig out of that fine organization for this show, apparently Khloe Kardashian has done all she can do with Lamar Odom, and they're going to go Switzerland.
Which can only mean one thing. Lamar Odom finally figured his place in the Kardashian life. And why is that?
I am still looking for a talent quota of that entire Kardashian family. I mean, is their only talent just being knuckleheads?
Well, besides the obvious talents.
Oh, hey, and I've seen them too. Kim Kardashian superstar. Good Lord.
Please. I tell you one thing. What Kim Kardashian has done for herself, I can do just by eating beans.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Oh Lord! Oh, stop it, Steve. You're making me think about a scene in Blazing Saddles.
Just imagine the Kardashian family all around that fire pit there. Hey.
Dang.
Now I think it's time to end.
I tell you, even though that movie is well over 40 years old, I just thinking about that movie and watching it again makes me want to see it again. makes me laugh to almost roll on the floor of laughter before ROTF was in vogue. It was just so funny. That movie was so funny. So you take care of yourself, big guy, and we'll holler at you Friday, and we'll be back here next Monday evening, same bat time, same bat station. Until then, I'm Tom O'Neill, and all of you, especially you, you have a great week, and take care.